Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is June 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Debt ceiling passed. More Republicans jumping in the presidential race. San Francisco wants you to visit. And a new poll. What is the most important thing in your life? That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the debt ceiling passed the House. 71 Republicans voted against the bill and 165 Democrats voted for it, which really is all you need to know about the bill. Right? If you're a conservative, knowing that 52 Democrats thought it was great and knowing that Chuck Schumer said the Senate will do everything we can to move the bill quickly. I talked to Chuck Roy yesterday. He's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus. And he said he understands that they couldn't get everything they wanted with the Democrats controlling the Senate and the White House. But he said Kevin McCarthy blinked too early, took the off-ramp too soon, and could have gotten more done with the leverage that they had. For some reason, Chris Christie said he's going to run for president. Well, sources say he will be announcing next week his run for president. The former governor of New Jersey's net favorability among Republicans is negative 26. Mike Pence, it is believed, will also announce he's running for president next week. That'll be interesting to have the former vice president run against the former president. The city of San Francisco launching a $6 million ad campaign to bring back tourists. Now, if you were a filmmaker tasked with making a tourism ad of San Francisco, it would be really hard. The streets are filthy and they're empty of people working and shopping, but full of homeless and drug addicts. You couldn't find a city landmark that's not infested. And sure enough, if you ever go see the ad, it looks like it was all filmed on a movie set. Nothing is like filmed in the actual city. The real San Francisco experience is walk the streets, step in some fecal matter, get robbed. Maybe you try to go shopping, but you can't because all the stores have gone out of business. Always San Francisco. That's the tagline. Always San Francisco. So if your car gets broken into, well, always San Francisco. A new Pew poll asking Americans, what is your top priority? Last in the polls, only 6% said being involved in social or political causes. Only 6%. The top three. Number three is being physically active. 31% of Americans said being physically active is one of their top priorities. 32% said practicing my religious faith. And number one by far, 73% of Americans say one of the top priorities is spending time with family. Now, that's what people say. I'd be curious what people actually do. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, FBI Chief Christopher Wray is refusing to hand over information from a whistleblower alleging that Joe Biden benefited from bribes when he was vice president. Wray is doing what he always does, refusing to provide clarity about important matters, citing ongoing investigations. But here, Wray, through an FBI spokesman, ups the ante, saying lives might be put at risk if he gives the House of Representatives the allegations. How so, Mr. Director? House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that contempt of Congress charges will be leveled against Ray for defying the subpoena, but so what? You may remember that Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, refused to hand over information about the Fast and Furious gun scandal that involved Mexico. And nothing happened to Mr. Holder. So I think it's safe to say that Christopher Wray will not be fretting over his shrimp cocktail anytime soon. This entire Biden controversy tells honest Americans two things. First, that the FBI continues to be a corrupt enterprise, as its director could certainly explain the overall situation without jeopardizing anyone other than the Biden family. And second, that we the people are once again being denied our right to make responsible decisions about our leaders. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. John, concierge member, direct access to me. Excellent analysis on Speaker McCarthy and a debit deal, O'Reilly. Mr. McCarthy is one of the Republicans who's not naive. This was the best deal they could get. Hugh Nowak, Cascade Charter Township, Michigan. By refusing to hold the Senate and President in check, Speaker McCarthy has alienated the base of his support within his party. I don't think he has the power to hold the President and the Senate in check, but, you know, we want all opinions. Jack Stone, as a police officer, I can tell you that Black Lives Matter has done a lot of damage on the street. Many minorities have an utter disregard for any authority we hold as police officers. This has been creating dangerous situations for both the police and the people we interact with. Jack, I know what you're talking about here. Respect for the police since the Black Lives Matter situation has declined dramatically in America, putting everybody in danger. You're absolutely right. Cecile Carr, Portage, Indiana. I stopped shopping at Target when they decided to let men follow me into the ladies' room. I cut up my Target credit card, sent it to them with a note explaining why I haven't heard back. I don't blame you. And that's the power of the consumer. Dennis Yarborough, Goodyear, Arizona. Bill, you've spoken many times of the 7 or more illegal migrants that have crossed the border under the Biden administration. Are there any reports on where they have gone? No. The federal government doesn't know where they've gone. They say, I want to go here. They get a bus ticket. They go there, and nobody knows from then on in. It's unbelievable, but it's true. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 97 years ago today, a baby girl named Norma Jean Mortensen was born in Los Angeles. By her 25th birthday, she would become the most popular actress in the world. Here is the story of Marilyn Monroe. Norma Jean was born June 1st, 1926. Her early childhood was chaotic. Both maternal grandparents and her mother were all committed to mental institutions. She lived with a series of abusive foster parents, then married her neighbor at the age of 16. The two were divorced 4 years later in 1946. Norma was then discovered by executives at 20th Century Fox. She dyed her hair blonde and changed her name to Marilyn Monroe. She then rose to national fame in the 1950s, marrying baseball great Joe DiMaggio, but they divorced just 9 months later. In 1962, rumors began circulating about an affair between the actress and President John F. Kennedy. On May 19th, she performed at JFK's birthday party inside Madison Square Garden. Less than 3 months later, Marilyn Monroe would be found dead of a drug overdose inside her L.A. mansion. She was just 36 years old. Several conspiracy theories have surrounded the case for decades. Some believe JFK and his brother Bobby ordered her murder to cover up the affair. Others blame Joe DiMaggio. Some thought unhappy studio executives paid the mafia for the hit. All of those things are nonsense. Marilyn Monroe was addicted to barbiturates and drank heavily. And here's something else you might not know. Despite her short career, Monroe is one of the most prolific actresses in the history of Hollywood. During her 10-year run at Fox, Marilyn starred in 33 movies. At the height of her fame, she was paid $1.6 million per picture. That's $15 million today. For more incredible stories about JFK, Marilyn Monroe, and organized crime in America, please check out my number one bestseller, Killing the Mob. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.